So I've been watching a shit ton of what I like to call the Entenmann's Donut Goatee Seagal era films.
Yeah, we watched
anything
last night.
Anything post 2000.
Dude, let me suck off some coffee.
Probably
dude.
2011 or 12.
Okay.
So the last 4 years of Seagal movies. And he's never been like particularly an active guy, but you know, like
Under Siege, Jerry, he's in good shape.
He's in Above the Law. First of all, what people don't realize about Seagal is that when Above the Law came out, he was already like 34 years old.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't a young guy. So his first movie, he was right. already, you know, like getting on. And yeah. you can see his hairline's fucked up in that movie. You
yeah,
know, it's
yeah,
all
yeah.
like thin, you know, in the mm-hmm. front. Mm-hmm. And then in Hard to Kill, his hairline's fixed. And, you know, he's a little bit fatter. And he just got progressively fatter throughout his entire career.
Yeah, that was back in the day when you didn't have to be cut.
Yeah. Well, now he's 65 years old. And he's in his 60s.
His body
and
sucks.
He's still making movies where it's like, we need to send our best special forces guy. And then he spends half the movie in a chair. You know, like, refuses to get up. So we watched last night Sniper Special Ops. And there's no colon. It's Sniper Special Ops. And that's because, the Tom Berenger Sniper series are not related to Sniper Special Ops.
Uh-huh.
And he does maybe 5 seconds of sniping in the movie. It's right in the beginning. He refuses to take his sunglasses off while looking through the sniper rifle. So he's wearing these dumb fucking like snowboarding sunglasses while like looking down this rifle. And then when they show the enemies in the reticle, they're like 5 feet away. They're taking up the entire scope. So he's probably, yeah, like 5 feet away from these guys.
So awesome.
And missing. You know, like,
yeah,
I don't know why
yeah, yeah.
they let him miss for
you
suspense.
Say he refuses to take it off. You're saying you think Steven Seagal, the actor,
yeah.
is like, no, absolutely not. I'm not getting out of this chair. I'm not taking off
yes,
the sunglasses.
Yes, 100%. I guarantee you that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because the thing about all these movies is they're all produced by Steamroller Productions. Which he owns.
What? That's like a Chinese.
Oh God!
No, Steven Seagal's that? Company. He owns it with some like Indonesian guy or something. Yeah,
it's like when you work at a restaurant, you have to wait on the owner of the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah. So you know all these people. Then he brings all these fucking old fucks out of retirement. So it's like you know like Rob Van Winkle, like dying wrestlers.
It's all like retired
yeah.
WWE.
Really?
Guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so, I gotta check this out.
In Sniper Special Ops, you know, it's like
RVD.
RVD, isn't it?
Yeah. Sniper Special Ops.
He's
like
the lingo guy.
Overwatch. Two is at Charlie. Anything in my area?
I love it.
He's playing like, you know, they're part of like this like special ops team. And they're all like in the minimum age is 51 years old. And they're in like Afghanistan somewhere.
Of course.
And then they show their commander, who's a major. And because
he's
wouldn't make sense. Yeah, he's a colonel. And it wouldn't make sense if he was, like, you know,
young.
Their age. So they have, like, an 87-year-old man.
In army clothes.
Yes.
Really?
This fucking decrepit old man in an army uniform. And he's like, well, I don't know if we can get up that mountain by sunrise. I had a divining rod tells me there's gold in them hills, you know, and it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, I mean, Seagal is like, he literally puts such minimum effort into the action. Like, the way he fires the gun is like, I can't even describe it. Like,
he just sort of lazily,
for the podcast.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. He's just like limp wristedly fire the gun, like, not even looking where he's shooting
at. No, there's one scene in Sniper Special Ops where he's working some radio and he's just sort of lazily pointing the gun at the window next to him in case anyone comes, because it's understood that he never really has to aim the gun.
Oh yeah, his partner also gets shot and he needs to drag him away, and it's clear that he's like connected to like some sort of wire.
Yeah,
and like you see him pulling the guy, but he's
just
like
touching,
literally he's
no
just touching
his
shoulder.
Yeah,
and then the fucking body moves across the ground as to ball is
We were,
oh, I'm so
really
jealous.
I literally almost peed my pants.
Yeah. Anything post 2012 is like this.
Sergeant Chandler.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you really as good as they all say you are?
Every once in a while.
And he's got one of those.
Oh,
like,
and he talks like a black person now.
Yeah. Well, that started with Glimmer Man and it's progressed where now he talks like a slave.
Thanks for not leaving me behind. Don't mention it, brother.
He's like a
he's
just
like,
he's a jazz
he's
man
a,
now.
Oh hell, you know, these motherfuckers don't have patience.
He's Prop Joe. He talks like Prop Joe.
Yeah. I got a proposition for you.
What's wrong with you, man? You're slipping. But you can't check your six.
Robert?
Just like old times, huh? Me saving your life and your hooker girl flying up into the wind.
Well, I already told these motherfuckers if they want any of my business, they're going to have to come around here and cut me off a little some of that.
We'll
do a little mission here in a minute.
He should play a black guy
Steven,
in the next.
Yeah, yeah. He should.
He could.
Well, he plays a black guy in Glimmer Man. It's like, for whatever reason, he stops being Chinese and he's black in that movie.
I'm confused. We got the badges, we got the guns, we got a screwdriver. It's kind of like, you know, taking a screwdriver to a gunfight. And pig, that's an old phrase. Y'all must not be from around here. Y'all must be from another country.
What's on the queue is Asian Connection, which I want to watch with him.
What a fucking retarded name.
Yeah.
I wonder what the connection is in that. What it's referring to.
It's the connection between Steven Seagal and the dialysis machine. It's the fucking stint in his arm.
That means one of us has to die.
We will leave it to fate.
Yeah, they go like through his like special ops dossier like on the computer, and there's a picture of him young, and we were joking around last night.
It's
about,
from
like,
a movie. It's from another movie from 30 years
ago. Yeah, it's from like, yeah, fucking, yeah. It's the same universe. They're all in the same universe.
In the cover for Sniper Special Ops, they've just photoshopped his fat head on someone else's body.
Yes.
As poorly as they possibly
can. Oh, man.
That's so
I love
awesome.
His fat head.
No, they fucking pump these movies out. The other one we watched the other night, A Good Man.
That's barely a title. It's all three words, too. Yeah.
A good man, yeah. Where he plays.
Does he play the good man?
Yeah, he's the good man.
Of course.
I wonder how much pussy he get. Do you think he get more than, like, Osama bin Laden got? I'm going to be sorry to kill his ass.
And so, basically, the plot is this. He's, like, some kind of ex-special. It's always ex-special forces.
Right, right.
And he's living in Bucharest. And he just has an apartment, and he's been tracking this weapons dealer that got away when he murdered all these people that killed his partner. They have a flashback scene in the beginning where you see him sneaking into some building, just fatly going around corners while his special ops partner, who looks like a fucking homeless person. This guy's like, again, 57, 60 years old, you know, emaciated, shitty, like fucking, you know, like Civil War general. Like,
Fu Manchu type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that yeah. kind of shit, you know, like McClellan. That's what he
yes,
was
yes.
You know? And he's like, we got to get into the, you got two tangos on your left, you know,
yeah.
This homeless guy in the woods on Overwatch and Steven Seagal. And then like a thing blows up and some girl dies. And so he's upset. So he wants to go find this weapons dealer who's a Chinese guy. And he's in Bucharest and he's like killing these Russian gangsters. And his calling card when he kills them is he leaves some incense on the ground and then just scribbles some bullshit in Chinese.
Oh.
And so his neighbor, who's this woman, who's like having trouble getting into her apartment one day and has like a young girl with her, he's like, need a little help, you know, and then he just breaks into her apartment for her or whatever. And then they're in there and he's like, you know, like, your kid's nice or whatever. And she's like, yes, I love my sister. And then you see, like, that's supposed to be, like, let you know, like, yeah, her pussy isn't ruined. That's her sister. It's not her daughter. And then Seagal's like, your sister, huh? You know?
Like, they make you wouldn't young have fucked actor. Her before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what the implication is.
My name's Lena.
Chu.
And she's my sister, Mia.
What's happening?
And then so, and then the plot gets really fucking convoluted where,
awesome.
Yeah, the arms dealer is doing a deal with the Russian mob who he's not really interested in, but the Russian mob owns the neighbor and the sister because her dad owed them money. So gosh. When the dad died, she had to become a bartender in their strip club. Not a stripper.
Not a whore.
Not a whore.
Not a prostitute.
They just make her be a bartender.
She's pure.
But then she still has a really nice apartment, you know?
Yeah.
And
the
Russian mafia sounds pretty reasonable,
right?
Dude.
Yeah. So the Russian mafia loses all their money or something, and they owe money to the arms dealer.
Oh,
and
God.
So instead of giving him the money, they're like, "We will give you the girl instead."
So and she's their slave.
Their slave, basically. But the arms dealer, like, I don't know why he would want a girl. He's like, "No, it's $2 million. I don't want just some fucking middle-aged Romanian woman, you know." And then he's like, "Deal." And then they bring the little girl instead of like the main one, and he's like, "Well, I guess I can sell her to a pedophile." So he lines up a sale with a pedophile, and then the pedophile shows up.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And then there's three human transactions in this movie.
Yeah. And then Seagal shows up with this other guy. He does this thing now where he brings a younger martial artist in, and they do the majority of the ass kicking.
Then
Seagal does barely nothing. Seagal meets the younger guy, and he's like, "All right, I'll help you, but you got to do everything my way." And then the guy does everything for himself.
Seagal does literally nothing.
Yeah. They save the guy, or they save the girl. And then at the end of the movie, the neighbor is just like, you know, basically like, "Well, I can't thank you enough." And then he just fucks her. He just fucks the woman. Even though there's been no romantic connection between the two. He's older than her by 40 years.
They make these poor young actresses.
I was going to say, how
that
much
are never
going to
get any other
time. Well, the fucking scene is him fully clothed while she's naked and he's just touching her body.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't. He's still wearing his sunglasses.
God damn, that's
and that's
so
that's
awesome.
Steven Seagal's definition of a good man.
Yeah, that's the good man. Fuck, man, I want to watch this. I'm jealous,
dude. They're so good.
Do they ever say "good man" in the movie?
No, they don't.
That's a big disappointment.
That sucks. Yeah,
but
that's,
I mean, they're
letdown.
Filled with like basically every trope that, you know, from the 80s. You know, like there's another one I watched, Code of Honor, last night, and it opens up with, you know, like a bunch of different types of gangs meeting in some meeting area, you know. So there's bikers, and then like
Yakuza.
Cholos, and then black guys, and then Russians, and they meet, and they of course have briefcases, and they're like, "You got the stuff," and it's like, "I want to see the money first."
Right.
And it's like, I don't even know where you buy a suitcase anymore.
Yeah.
Like that, how much that the props department spent days looking for a suitcase to put that money in.
Yeah,
well, I tweeted at him, I really want to write a movie where Steven Seagal kills James Bond. And I don't want
to
license
Putin
James
to produce
Bond.
That.
Yeah. You could make that in Russia. And there could
He's best friends with Putin already.
You could do it and you just imply really heavily that it's James Bond without ever
saying. No, I want to use the name James Bond. Who's this James Bond motherfucker? Nobody says their name twice to me. I'm Guaylan James.
Can we just make a shitty action movie?
Yeah, maybe.
That would be awesome.
As shitty as those movies look, they still cost probably $4 million.
I know,
$5 million.
You know what I'm saying. Just like, whatever,
let's
dude.
Let's do
we
a feature length.
We'll rent some Humvees. It's not that hard.
Yeah.